When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great weekend. Thanks to Jake Crumpler, as usual, for covering for me and getting the job done in a great fashion. We are here to recap Sunday's action on the diamond, get you ready for another week of baseball. So let's get to your news and notes. The Giants have called up top pitching prospect Kyle Harrison from AAA. He's scheduled to start on Tuesday in Philadelphia. He's regarded as a top pitching prospect in the Giants system since Madison Bumgarner. In AAA this season, he has a 4.52 ERA with 109 strikeouts and 67 and two-thirds innings pitched. The negative on Harrison is the walks. Walks have been a major issue this season, but he's only allowed four walks with 17 strikeouts over his last four starts, which is only an 11 and a third innings pitched. They've kind of monitored his innings, which I expect them to do at the big league level. So it'll be fun to see him here. Not sure much fantasy impact to come with Kyle Harrison. Emerson Hancock, bummer here, was looking good through two innings in Houston, left his start after those two innings on Sunday with a right shoulder strain. More information will come out on Monday about Emerson Hancock. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Vladito, was removed from Sunday's game with left middle finger discomfort. No new news on him outside of that. He is technically day-to-day. Alan Winans will start on Monday for the Braves versus the Mets as they move their rotation around in Atlanta. Matthew Liberatore, who got shelled his last start out, is experiencing some back discomfort, and he'll have his next start pushed back to Wednesday. Drew Rom will make his MLB debut for the Cardinals on Monday. In Rom's last five starts at AAA, he had a 3.04 ERA with 34 strikeouts over 26 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's fully stretched out. He's ready to rock and roll, and he gets a phenomenal matchup against the Pittsburgh Pirates on Monday. Back to the Giants, Thairo Estrada will get x-rays on his hand after experiencing discomfort from a hit-by-pitch yet again. Can't he stop getting those kinds of breaks? More Giants news, Brandon Crawford was placed on the IL with a forearm injury, and the Giants recalled Luis Matos, who was up earlier this year, didn't really light the world on fire. They were hoping they hoped he would in like what he was doing in AAA. But on Sunday, Matos went deep for a second home run of the season. The Tigers are going to call up prospect Parker Meadows to make his debut on Monday. In AAA, Meadows is hitting .256 with 19 homers and 19 stolen bases. Just more depth to a young and fun Detroit Tigers team. He joins the likes of Carpenter and Torkelson and others that are really starting to show a bright future in Detroit. Michael Harris of the Atlanta Braves missed Sunday's game with right foot pain. X-rays were negative on his foot, and after the game, Harris said he expects to play on Monday. Jaren Duran, he left Sunday's game with a left toe contusion. He is day-to-day. Definitely worth something monitoring as we set lineups on Monday. All right, Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players, predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100, so you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Looking at the overnight lines on Underdog, a few that I like Drew Rom over 4.5 strikeouts versus those Pittsburgh Pirates, Luis Castillo over 6.5 Ks versus the struggling Chicago White Sox coming out of Coors Field, and then the red hot, nuclear hot J-Rod Julio Rodriguez over 9.5 fantasy points as the Mariners take on Tuki Toussaint. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Just a quick reminder, though, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Sunday. Brandon belted it, folks. He went 2-for-5 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs in Great American Small Park as the Blue Jays took down Hunter Green in his return from the IL. Since August 1st, Belt has been sneaky good. I added him in a lot of leagues this past week, especially with the games in Great American over the weekend. Since August 1st, Belt's hitting .327 with 4 doubles, 5 home runs, 14 runs scored, and 8 RBIs as he hits primarily second for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's also walking close to 20% of the time over that stretch. Belt has been great of late. We know when Belt's healthy, Belt can crush. He looks healthy right now, so enjoy it while you can. Spencer Torkelson is putting together a great season, really getting me excited for 2024 for Torque. Torque went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Sunday. Since August 6th, Torkelson's hitting .306 with 4 doubles, 7 home runs, 13 runs scored, 9 RBIs on a stolen base. He has been a beast. He might get to 30 home runs this season, which is outstanding for Spencer Torkelson. And then Ryan Mountcastle, who missed a lot of time with vertigo, and then he came back and struggled a bit. Well, he's just fine, folks. On Sunday, Mountcastle went 3-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. Since August 1st, Mountcastle's hitting .403. I did not make that up. .403 for Mountcastle with 4 home runs, 14 runs scored, and 14 RBIs. He even tossed in a stolen base. Mountcastle's currently riding an 8-game hitting streak heading into Monday now. Dude is crushing baseballs. When he first came back, he was struggling so much, he was platooning with Ryan O'Hearn. Yeah, that's done. They both play at the same time where Mountcastle plays pretty much every day. So back to normal with Ryan Mountcastle. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Kyle Bradish continues his great season. 6 shutout innings for Bradish against the Oakland Athletics. 2 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Bradish had 16 whiffs and a 35% CSW. In August alone, Bradish has made 4 starts. He's thrown 23 2/3 innings, allowed 5 earned runs over those 4 starts with 27 strikeouts. Bradish has allowed 3 earned runs or less in each start with at least 5 Ks in each start. On the season, he has a 3.03 ERA. Bradish has been outstanding and was likely a waiver wire gem on most leagues. Logan Allen, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned, 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks for the Guardians on Sunday against the Detroit Tigers. Allen had 14 whiffs and a 31% CSW. In Allen's 4 August starts, he's thrown 23 innings, allowed 5 runs, struck out 20, but still having a bit of a walk issue as he's walked 12 in his 4 August starts. Clark Schmidt bounced back greatly after 2 1/3 innings pitched, 8 earned against the Atlanta Braves. You can kind of forgive those kind of outings against the Atlanta Braves. He got it done on Sunday against the Boston Red Sox. Clark Schmidt went 5 2/3, allowed 2 earned, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Schmidt had 11 whiffs and a 30% CSW. If you get rid of that Atlanta start, basically 3 earned runs or less for about 2.5 months for Clark Schmidt. Really strong stuff there. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. The Seattle Mariners just made everybody bidding and fab go, what is going on? Matt Brash, who had got the last few saves for Seattle, he came in the 4th inning, pitched 1 inning and 1/3, and picked up the win against the Astros. That could have been a high leverage spot technically with Hancock coming out early. They want to keep the lead in Seattle. Okay, that's fine. Then Andres Munoz pitched a perfect 8th for the hold. Gabe Spire, the lefty, and they wanted a lefty in to face Yordan Alvarez. Okay, that's fine. Gabe Spire pitched the 9th for his first save of the season. I think it's more of a leverage thing with Brash and Munoz, the way things handled there, but just keep an eye on Seattle. They're looking to win games. They don't care about our fantasy teams. Some other interesting save situations. Kenley Jansen picked up his 29th save of the year for the Boston Red Sox. Alex Lang is 18th for the Tigers as Lang kind of got demoted for a bit there with Brisky and others getting saves. Lang was back in the 9th on Sunday. Johan Duran picked up his 23rd save of the year for the Twins. Adbert Alzolay is 18th save of the year for the Cubs. Devin Williams is 30th for the Brewers. And Kyle Finnegan held on for his 21st save of the year against the Philadelphia Phillies in the Little League game on Sunday night. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we head into a preview of Monday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we have an 8-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Still curious if the Angels game plays against the Reds in Anaheim, because if you see the pictures of Dodger Stadium swirling the internet on Sunday, quite the flood with those storms there. I know Anaheim's a bit of ways away, so we'll see how that one plays out. But for now, they're on the schedule. Bats on this 8-game Monday slate. Love the Texas Rangers versus Ciccone in Arizona. You can keep using Atlanta, especially against David Peterson. Totally a great spot there. Boston versus Christian Javier. Javier looks broken, so Boston could be a fun one as well. And then I love Seattle versus Tuki Toussaint riding that red hot J-Rod bat. Like, if you're gonna play, if you don't want to stack Seattle, at least play J-Rod. That's all I gotta say there. Pitching on this slate, I'm looking to save some cash and pay up for bats. So Alan Winans going up against the Mets. Winans has been really good, especially in his last outing for the Braves. So I'll look that direction. Paul Blackburn versus Kansas City. Blackburn's been great. Lots of strikeout upside there against the Royals. And then Drew Rahm is the men 4K. On DraftKings, I am all over that against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So give me some Drew Rahm in that one. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday is Drew Rahm in his MLB debut against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pretty excited about that. And then Paxton versus Javier, two pitchers that were pitching really well, have scuffled quite a bit of late. So Paxton versus Javier is a really, really intriguing one to look at. You got some other ones. You got like Castillo on the nightcap versus the White Sox. Giolito versus Ashcraft could be fun if they play that game. That's got some upside as well. So lots of ways to look at it on a Monday night as we get ready for a full week of baseball action. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Hope you guys have a great week. But one last thing, PitcherList.com. If you have, for some weird reason, have not checked out PitcherList.com, make sure you guys do it. Lots of great written content and podcasts all free for you. So go check that out. And when you like it so much, go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord, plus even more content, and you'll be at the front of the line for the newest and best stuff coming down the pipeline for PitcherList.com. But once again, I was your host, Brian Intrick, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDIntrick, BDENTREK. Hope you guys have a great Monday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action and preview Tuesday. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast Monday, August 21st edition. Hope you'll have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.